Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kate Kelly's here, too, because we're going to have some fun with her. She always has a lot of good stuff to talk to us about in the past. Kate has joined us to talk to us about how to set your fees and get them. We might touch on that a little bit today, but mostly I want to talk to her, get her to talk to us, I should say, about organizing yourself, because that's the title of her book that she wrote with a lady named her co-author, Ronnie Eisenberg. And Kate is a business consultant and is obviously a writer and a lecturer, and she is also a member of the faculty of the New School for Social Research in New York. Kate Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back.
And I'm delighted.
I got your book, Organize Yourself. And you know, I should have been tipped off when there was a coat hanger hanging on the title, Kate. See, I like organization books, and I like to talk about organization on the show. And I've been doing this for a long time with other organizational experts. But as I went through your book, I'm noticing here it says there's a section here on the refrigerator. There's also one here on the kitchen. There's also one here on yard sales. That sounds and so I'm starting to get a pattern here, Kate, about the direction of your book. And then here's one on beauty routine. Here's one on gift shopping, handbag. Here's one. Then this was the egregious one. Organize your spouse. So I'm thinking, Kate, this book is flying under false colors a little bit. I think you left out a couple of words in your title.
Okay, and would you like to tell everybody what those words are?
The title is Organize Yourself, but one word, I guess you should say. Maybe I think you should have said, ladies, organize yourself. And of course, we could say, and your spouses, because apparently that's a big deal in here, right?
Yes, it is. And actually, but I have to tell you, this is one of 10 books I've written on this topic.
Oh, really?
Some of them are much more gender neutral. We've done Organize Your Office. We've done Organize Your Startup. We've done Organize Your Business Travel. So we're multi-gender faith. There's no problem with that.
Well, see.
But this particular book is probably a little more home and female oriented.
Yeah,
but it's
also
just been reissued by Wiley, and so that's the significance.
Well, that means it's a very successful book and a very important book, and so I'll give you that, no question about it. But I will tell you this. Before I saw the line that says organize your spouse, which you know, obviously would bring the hair up on the back of my neck real quick, the one that tipped me off, though, the one that really tipped me off the most was the one about gift shopping.
Okay.
See, men don't shop for gifts.
But they should.
But we buy gifts, but we don't shop for gifts. Two different things. I'm not saying that we don't, that people aren't the recipient of gifts that we give them. But women shop for gifts, men buy gifts.
Well, that's very interesting, and I never would have put that together. So it's
we're
talking.
You got to have me for these kinds of things.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, where do we start getting organized?
Well, I think the most important thing, and certainly for the audience this morning, is to think about getting organized in terms of one's business life. And we say you can use a computer calendar, you can use a paper calendar, it doesn't matter what, but you ought to have only one calendar. Some of the worst stories we've heard with business people are, I had one business breakfast written down in one calendar and the other one written down on my home calendar, and lo and behold, I only showed up for one business breakfast, obviously. So you've got to consolidate your information. I also think it's really important to leave the office every evening with both a clean desk, so the next morning when you walk in, you got to
Kate, you're killing me.
And also, in the evening when you put everything away, you do your to-do list for the next morning. So that, you know, again, it can be on the computer, it can be on a pad of paper, whatever works for you. But you need to plan out the next day the night before, because it just makes you much more efficient. Because, you know, most of us are pretty, you know, if you're not ready to go at the minute you enter your office, within 30 minutes or so, you're going to be ready to do your best work.
A clean desk, though, at the end of the day, that could take me an hour. I'd have to get started an hour early to clean off my desk at the end of the day.
No, it wouldn't, because you're going to start working in files. And so you're going to just fold up those files and put them either in a file drawer, or I actually have a freestanding unit that holds files that I'm working on for the day, so that I can just fold those things up and put them over. Instead of actually putting them in a drawer, I put them in this freestanding thing, so they're visible, but they're folded up and everything's together when I go to bed, you know, when I leave in that evening.
Right. So I want to come back to this paper or electronic thing.
Okay.
Because I think that's a really important point here. I mean, whether you clean your desk off or not, I mean, I think that's, you know, you can recommend that to people, but I think whether they do it or not is not going to be whether we recommend it. It's going to be what kind of person they are, what kind of, even really organized people may not always clean their desk off, but there is this issue of when do I and when should I, and should I go from having a paper, you know, paper organization, like a paper calendar, to electronic? What do you think?
Well, I think that most people are heading toward computer because there's so much you can do on the computer. The idea that you can drag and drop when you have a lunch appointment with directions to the restaurant all written out, and then the person calls and changes the date,
mm-hmm.
you can just drag and drop. Those things are tremendous time savers. So and also the fact that you can sync up with whatever you're carrying, you know, for your palm, you know, the equivalent of your hand calendar. You can sync those up. You never have to re-enter anything. I find that enormously valuable, and it's also great with all your contact information. So the computer is pretty irresistible on that, but I will tell you one thing. I have been unable to adapt to using the computer for my to-do list, and this goes back to the idea of what kind of person are you. I'm much happier with written out on paper in front of me in the morning. The computer is distracting. We all get our email there. We get, you know, we can check the internet and everything. And there's something psychological about turning to your desk and seeing that piece of paper that I think is an enormous help to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, everybody's got to find their own way. But so I'm saying I think the computers are really the way to go for the most part because the conveniences and the time savings are so enormous. But there may be elements where you just say, you know what? I've got to have a different way.
When the convergence of all that is going to happen when voice over IP, when internet telephony
uh-huh.
becomes basically diffused in the marketplace. When most of us are using, or the more that we use internet telephony, and where we can literally, you know, pull the phone number up on our screen, or our ACT screen, or whatever, you know, the organization program that we use, and literally click on that button on the screen and make that phone call, not have to go back and forth, you know, from the screen to the telephone and all that. When we can converge all of that technology, that's when the paper will diminish, I think. Stand by, Kate. We're going to be right back with Kate Kelly right after these messages. She and Ronnie Eisenberg are the authors of Organize Yourself. And guys, there's a little bit in there for us too.
Your house is only another mile.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Kate Kelly is our guest. She and Ronnie Eisenberg are the authors of Organize Yourself. And something under 2 million copies of this book has been sold now in its third edition. And you know what that means, folks. That means that it's the first two were wildly successful, or the publishers would not come back and do a third one. So congratulations, Kate, on the long life of this book.
Thank you very much.
And it continues to be effective. And guys, it's a good book. You just have to, you know, you have to be careful. In fact, we probably should read this chapter on organizing your spouse just so we know what the ladies are up to. You know, they can be kind of conniving sometimes. And then the other book is How to Set Your Fees and Get Them. Kate, tell us where these books are available, please.
Well, How to Set Your Fees and Get Them is available on Amazon, but you can also order it through my own website, which is katekelly.com.
And that's Kelly with one E, by the way.
Yeah, KELLY.com. And Organize Yourself is available at regular bookstores and also, you know, on the internet.
All right.
Easily available.
But now you've written a lot of other books too, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Many in the organizing vein.
Well, we desperately need to know how to get those books. Can we just Google you or go to Amazon and type your name in?
Yeah, everything is on my website, or you can go directly to Amazon. There's another Kate Kelly. If you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you get 50 books, and I've only written 25 of those.
Right, but yours are the best, so make sure you Kate's books. Okay, what is the next thing we need to know about getting organized?
Well, I think that the other thing is timeliness. I think that promptness is something that really makes a big difference in terms of how people perceive you, and just always be prepared. You don't want to waste your own time, so take something with you you can work on while you're waiting for somebody at a business lunch or something if they're late. But I think that that has a lot to do with how you, you know, what kind of a business you run. You seem in control, you seem in charge if you're there and you're ready to go when the meeting's scheduled. I think that the people who show up 10 minutes late and you come rushing in out of breath really put themselves at a disadvantage.
It's very disconcerting to other people who either expect to count on you as a peer, as a manager, or as a customer. It's very disconcerting to see people. And I don't think this is a function of whether your desk is cluttered or not, or organized or not, because I think it's a function of just people who just can't get on the proper schedule for some reason. I mean, they're always late. They're not quite prepared, and it's very disconcerting,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes, and I think that it makes a difference on what kind of business appearance. The other thing is that when you and I were talking about, I mean, this world is so hectic today, and we have so many emails and so many phone messages and so much going on. But one of the things that we're actually talking to, my oldest daughter is now out working, and we're talking to her a lot about, because we keep hearing from people that she doesn't get back to them. Now, these are mainly personal calls, but
right.
I think that in this day and world age, it's really important to remember that if somebody is taking the time to write you or call you, you need to follow up with them, even if it's just to say, I'll call you this weekend. Then you start a little to-do list of the people that you promised to call over the
right.
weekend or something. Because, again, it's like, what kind of message are you giving to somebody, whether it's a business person trying to make, you know, trying to approach you about a sale, or, you know, just a personal friend getting back in touch with you, you know, after a couple of years, you need to at least be responsive enough and courteous enough to get back to them. No matter how busy we get, we have to remember there's an important human element, and it's important to acknowledge that somebody cared enough to get in touch with you.
Well, you know, Kate, if you're a business owner and you're growing your business, at some point in time, you know, you got employees, you're starting to hire more people. You know, at what point in time do you say, or when do you say, you know what, I'm not good at organizing, I need some help, I literally need to hire somebody to run along behind me and keep me organized?
I think that's actually you can hire those people just as a consultant, and you don't have to put them on payroll or on a regular
basis. Talking about a full-time person.
Oh, a full-time person. Well, I think that's when you're at the stage of needing additional help, and you've got enough work to generate, and that your income, like, is your time better out of the office? You know, I've actually discovered these virtual assistants can be huge. You know,
that's an entire industry, isn't it now?
Yeah, where it's difficult to have somebody around because your space is limited. If you have work you can delegate to somebody who's working out of their home office, it doesn't matter where they are anymore in this day and age. They can make phone calls, they can do the internet stuff for you, and they can, you know, deliver it overnight if it's something that's hard copy, or they can deliver it by email if it's something you're going to get, you know, electronically. And I think that's a really great way to grow. You know, the idea of having somebody come in and work with you briefly about getting organized is also good, because it gives you the discipline to say, you know,
where can we find people who can come in and help us get organized?
There's a National Association of Professional Organizers,
right.
And they're listed on the website, and I'm sure there's a way they can link you up with someone in
Stephanie
your area.
Stephanie Denton. You know Stephanie Denton? She used to be the president of that organization.
Oh, I didn't realize
she was.
That. Okay.
She was for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and give us that website. Do you know what that is?
I think it's NAPO.org.
I think you're right. NAPO.org. But yeah, I encourage you to do that. Now, if we hired a professional organizer, medication is not involved here, is it?
No, but
I mean, they're not going to have
safe.
To drug us or anything, are they?
And they won't criticize, and they won't comment, but they will help you declutter and set up a system so that you can go forward. Now, you could do it yourself by saying, I'm going to spend an hour a day getting straightened out. But that may just be one of those things where you just think, I'm never going to do it because I don't have the discipline.
And you don't have to pay extra for them not to nag you either, do you?
Exactly. You do not have to pay extra for nagging.
Kate, give us your website again, please.
www.katekelly.com.
Kate would never nag. I know
exactly.
She wouldn't. Kate, thank you for... Will you come back another day? Let's talk about getting
Absolutely.
Your fees. We need to do that again one time.
Thanks a lot,
Kate. Kate Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back Quick break, right back with our good friend Mick Fleming. He's with the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.